Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Best in decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands of the clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Frank Rainey, our Today FM Courts correspondent, was with us on Friday for the first part of the sentencing hearing for the former hurling great DJ Carey. He was back in court today. Frank, tell us about what happened today, please.
Well, unlike the hearing on Friday, today's proceedings didn't take very long because all that was left to do really was to hand down a sentence to DJ Carey. He was left in no doubt when he was taken into custody for the first time on Friday that he would be spending some time behind bars, because the judge's parting words on that occasion were that a custodial sentence was inevitable. So he would have spent the weekend, I suppose, like the rest of us, wondering how long he would have to pay for his crimes. And the judge handed down a sentence today of 5.5 years. Same as he was on Friday, I noticed, and I was seated again quite close to the dock. DJ Carey gave very little away. He was told to stand up when he was brought into the court. I noticed he just his hands folded in front of him. He was wearing the same suit as he wore on Friday, no tie this time though. And Judge Martin Nolan had some very stark remarks for him. He told him that he had taken advantage of people's good nature and their goodwill towards him. He said that he had exploited the good natures of others and the goodwill that he had accumulated by reason of the fact that he was well known. He was an outstanding sporting personality. He said criminals appeal to the weaknesses of human beings, and when it comes to fraud, he said most fraudsters seek to exploit a person's greed. But Judge Nolan said that wasn't the case here with DJ Carey, because he said that he had exploited the good nature of his victims. He knew a lot of them, had good regard for them. He persuaded them he needed money in the most urgent way, as we know that was to pay for a bogus cancer treatment in the United States. And he said that he promised to return the money, knowing full well that he would never be able to do so. The judge didn't mince his words. He described DJ Carey's behaviour as reprehensible, I think, was exactly how he put it.
Yeah, he said he could not imagine a more reprehensible fraud than to tell people you have cancer and extort money on that basis. Did the judge have much more to say about the victims of this crime?
Yeah, same sentiment that he shared with the court on Friday in relation to the victims. He said that, and we did hear a couple of victim impact statements that we went through on your show on Friday, and the judge is at pains to point out that they shouldn't feel foolish, they shouldn't feel embarrassed by what happened, and that was maybe a reaction to what was contained in those victim impact statements. The businessman Dennis O'Brien was duped out of €125,000 and $13,000. He hasn't been repaid a cent of that by a man that he once considered to be his friend. And he did describe how he was embarrassed by the fact that he had been completely duped, in his words, by DJ Carey. But Judge Martin Nolan again was at points to point out that they shouldn't feel foolish. They wanted to help somebody that they thought was in need. They did the right thing and they were exploited. There was a lot that the judge had to take into account, and I suppose that's why he took the weekend to consider matters, because obviously the fact that DJ Carey had pleaded guilty to 10 charges of deception, that would have worked in his favour in terms of reducing his overall sentence. But you have to remember that that plea came at a very late stage. DJ Carey entered those guilty pleas on the day that a jury was due to be sworn in to hear his trial. So, I mean, you could make the argument that there was still a certain amount of resources that were wasted in relation to court time and lawyers preparing for cases and all of those things that I suppose he would have got a heftier discount for if he had pleaded at an earlier stage. And obviously also his victims would have been left in limbo up until that point, and they would have been expecting to get into the stand, to have to give evidence and potentially be cross-examined, which would have undoubtedly caused them an additional stress. So while that plea was at a late stage, it was still considered to be valuable by the judge. He said that pleas in white-collar crime cases are valuable. Certain level of cooperation that he showed when he was initially confronted by the Gardaí, he wasn't as helpful. We heard after he was arrested and questioned under of caution. He didn't make any admissions when he was formally interviewed. No previous convictions, a good work history, his contribution to society as well. That was something that was mentioned in on his behalf in the pleas and mitigation on Friday. The judge noted that he was once upon a time a formidable sportsman, probably one of the best hurlers ever, he said, known all across the hurling world. And now he was the subject of public ridicule. His reputation had been destroyed and would probably never recover. And he said that it would probably be a tough life for him after he leaves prison. He also noted his genuine health conditions. He has a heart issue that required surgery last year. And in terms of what motivated DJ Carey to do what he did, I mean, that wasn't important because that didn't need to be proven. And given the fact that DJ Carey pleaded guilty to those 10 charges, we didn't have a trial where maybe you could have surmised his motivation for doing what he did. And the judge said today that it was very hard to know what motivated him, but he did say that what he did was grossly wrong. He took advantage of people he knew. These were friends, these were acquaintances, these were colleagues, these were people that he had met through his sporting endeavours, business contacts. Certain people, including the likes of Dennis O'Brien, lost a hell of a lot of money. Others, the judge said, lost less significant figures. But he did also note that they may not have been in a position to afford to take those losses on board. And he said, regardless of whatever money was wasted on DJ Carey, he said they certainly lost an amount of their belief in humanity. He said he was hugely impressed by Thomas Butler. He was the only victim who took the stand last week to, I suppose, deliver his own victim impact statement in person with DJ Carey just behind him in the dock. And the judge spoke about the betrayal that he must have felt. And he then turned his attention to, I suppose, the sentence. And he said that he had in mind a sentence of between 8 and 10 years. But having taken all of those mitigating factors into account, he landed on a sentence of 5.5 years. And his parting words this time to DJ Carey were, as you mentioned a moment ago, he said that he couldn't imagine a more reprehensible fraud, is what he said to him.
Did DJ Carey say anything at any stage to explain his actions?
No, I mean, by way of an explanation, I suppose, on his behalf, on Friday, his barrister did talk about the dire straits that he was in financially at the time. He told the Gardaí that he had fallen into a rut. He was unemployed at the time. He had nowhere to live. He had taken to sleeping in his car, we heard. So undoubtedly, it was financially motivated. But again, DJ Carey didn't offer any other explanation aside from what he told Gardaí in relation to having fallen on hard times. I think it's well publicised, you know, the difficulties that DJ Carey has had over the years. There was a massive bank debt that he owed to AIB, €9.5 million. And the majority of that was written off. All but €60,000 of that was written off. But look, at the end of the day, Matt, there were lots of people that found themselves in financial difficulties during the economic crash in this country, and they didn't turn to criminality in the same way that DJ Carey did.
Well, one last one. Where is he likely to go to prison?
That's a good question, and I don't have the answer for you this evening. He will be taken to a more local prison this evening, just while he's processed. That'll likely be Mountjoy or Wheatfield Prison, and then it'll be up to the governor of whichever facility he's taken to decide where he goes from there. So we don't know at this point where he's likely to spend that sentence.
Because a lot of people are wondering, will he be in some sort of open prison like Shelton Abbey, or will he probably only spend a couple of years in prison at most and then get early release, like seems to happen in cases a lot of white-collar criminals?
Well, he, like any other prisoner, will be entitled to a 25% remission if he is a good prisoner, if he behaves himself and engages with programs and whatever jobs he's given in prison. He, like others, will be entitled to 25%. You can also talk about enhanced remission if he goes above and beyond. So it is unlikely that he will spend the full 5.5 years behind bars. But that was the sentence handed down today, and time will tell where he spends all, if not most, of that sentence.
Thank you very much for that, Frank Rainier, Today FM Courts correspondent.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.